Today's congratulations go out to Dawn Brantner Heyer, Educator of the Month for the Medford School District. She's a first grade teacher. And Dawn, tell us about yourself.
Well, I am actually a Medford native. I grew up in Medford, and I attended college in River Falls. And when I returned, I wanted to teach right away in my community. And I raised my two children here. My husband is also from Medford. My parents are Roger and Janice Brantner. I met my husband here, and when we went off to college, we returned to this community. And my husband's name is Jason Heyer. He's a senior account specialist for Weathershield. And we really wanted to come back to this community to raise our children. We thought it would be close to family. Our children would receive an excellent education. And we just really like the close-knit community that Medford provides to us. I have taught first grade at the Medford Elementary School for 25 years.
Always first grade?
Always first grade. I love first grade. You know, it is so much fun to see the growth that our students make at that grade level in all subject areas and also in their social and emotional growth. So that is why I've continued in first grade. We are just a close-knit school family and just a lot of love and caring that goes on, but just enjoying each other, laughing with each other. You know, we do a lot of rhymes in our classrooms that put smiles on our faces that help us with our routines. And so it just makes us happy in our classroom.
Do some of the students ever come back after, say, 20 years, and you notice that some of the little guys are a lot bigger than you are now?
Absolutely. You know, I have visitors every day, just with students that are at Mays that return back.
Sure.
But also in the community, yeah, because I've taught over 500 students to this point, and it's a pleasure to see them. And I know they grow up and they look different, but when I see their eyes, I always know who they are, and they just look just like that first grader all those years ago. And it's been a pleasure now to see people in our community that were my first graders who are now parents with children coming to our school. So it has been a pleasure.
So why do you think you were chosen as Educator of the Month? Have you got any ideas or anybody maybe you'd like to thank for that?
Well, I am truly humbled to receive this recognition. And we've all heard the phrase that it takes a village to raise a child. And I know there are many reasons why each district employee could be recognized today. With my involvement in district committees, mentoring, and being a licensed PDP reviewer, I witnessed the urgency that we all have in our school district to help kids. With our district's commitment to excellence and its team approach to ensuring that all students learn, I as an employee am bound to succeed and be an advocate for kids. So teaching the 25 years have given me the experience to use the most effective techniques to meet the needs of my first graders. When teaching or contributing to meetings, I reflect on this question all the time, and that is, what is best for kids? I strive to provide lessons which will have the biggest impact on my children's academic, social, and emotional growth. Technology is available now that is making education more exciting and allowing us to provide experiences for children that wasn't available before. One of the most fun we've been having is participating in interactive long-distance learning sessions with scientists and authors around the state. And because it's interactive, such an experience for our first graders to meet people nationally. One of the greatest ones I have in my classroom at this time, too, is to take some time and really experience the whole child. And so I love to hear, what are they doing in gym, music, and art time? And our talent show Tuesdays on Tuesday are one of our favorite times together, where kids can come in and perform and show me, you know, what else is important to them and what are they learning outside of the classroom.
What influenced you in becoming a teacher?
Well, I would say I've always wanted to be a teacher, and I think being the oldest of four siblings, I had many opportunities to play that role of caregiver and teacher. As I was growing up, I was a Girl Scout, and being a Girl Scout in the community, we also just do a lot with younger children, babysitting, that type of thing. And then when I was in high school, I was a preschool religion teacher, and I really enjoyed that experience. And then at the high school, I was a French mentor. So those experiences just provided me the avenue to continue an educational path to become a teacher.
You've been teaching your whole life, basically.
I really have.
Yeah.
I just really want to thank the community and the Medford School District for this recognition. And I believe it's the parents, coworkers, and kids that all really play a role in the success we have in our classrooms. I'm very grateful for this and to make a difference in the lives of children.
Well, we'd like to congratulate you, Dawn Brantner-Heyer, for being Educator of the Month from the Medford School District.
Thank you.